안녕하세요, 선연우입니다.
안녕하세요, 최경은입니다.
헬로 에브리원, 현은선 here.
Hello everyone, this is 경은.
And you're listening to Talk to Me in Korean. This is level 2, lesson number 6, and we're going to introduce two more conjunctive words.
네.
Which are?
그렇지만, 그런데.
그렇지만, and 그런데. And today we're actually recording in our office.
네.
So we might have 석진 say something for everybody. 석진, hey. Say hi. Not sure if you can hear him saying 안녕하세요. 석진 is one of our teachers. He's mainly appearing in our videos and he's helping us out a lot for the video production and the audio production. So say thanks to 석진. Thank you, 석진. All right. So today we're going to introduce two words, 그렇지만 and 그런데.
네.
But these are quite similar.
네, 맞아요.
Almost the same in the meaning.
네.
So what do they mean? 그렇지만 means?
But, however.
But or however. And 그런데 also means?
But, however.
Okay. Now let's look at some examples and see why they're similar and how they're actually different. So example number one.
피곤해요. 그렇지만 영화 보고 싶어요.
I'm tired, but I want to see a movie. Give me that sentence again.
피곤해요.
I am tired.
그렇지만.
But.
영화 보고 싶어요.
I want to see a movie. 그렇지만 I want to see a movie. So 그렇지만 is but.
네.
경은.
네.
When you talk with your friends, do you often say but? Like, are you a
yes.
negator?
I'm not a negator, but I think I 자주 말하는 것 같아요.
You think you say but often?
Yeah.
You know what? Here's a little personal tip that I want to give to our listeners. When I was first starting to learn English, I deliberately said but often.
Oh.
Deliberately, on purpose. Because if I say, for example, if a friend of mine says something, I like this, I deliberately say but blah blah blah. Because if I throw in that but there, I have to give that person a reason that I said, but. So I get to force myself to make sentences on my own.
Wow.
So.
That's a really good idea, but I think you lost a lot of friends.
Friends by doing that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I would never know. Okay. My friends, if you went away from me just because I said, but all the time, come back to me. But this is a good tip because everybody has different ideas, different opinions. Yeah. And when you speak a foreign language, you kind of get to simplify your language life.
Okay.
So use these words a lot, 그렇지만, and the other word that we're introducing, 그런데.
네.
Of course, there are many other words that mean but. However, in Korean too, there are many, many different words.
네.
We're just introducing two of them. So, 그렇지만 영화 보고 싶어요 is, but I want to see a movie. And let's look at number two.
피곤해요. 그런데 영화 보고 싶어요.
One more time.
피곤해요. 그런데 영화 보고 싶어요.
Yeah, this sentence is the same thing. I am tired, but I want to see a movie. So, it was another word that you were using, 그런데.
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 So 그렇지만 and 그런데 are the same thing.
네.
In these two examples, right?
네, but.
But there's a difference.
네.
And we're going to explain why they are different and how they are different in the following examples.
네, right. 좋아요.
So example number one.
어제 이거 샀어요. 그렇지만 정말 커요.
I bought this yesterday and 그렇지만 it's really big. I bought this yesterday, but it's really big. Number two.
어제 이거 샀어요. 그런데 정말 커요.
I bought this yesterday and 그런데 it's really big. I bought this yesterday and it's really big. I wonder if you've noticed the difference between the two translations that I gave. In sentence number one, 그렇지만 means but or however. So the speaker is contrasting the two facts. Having bought this yesterday and this being too big. So it means you were thinking that it wasn't so big, and it is actually really big.
네.
So you're saying I bought this yesterday, hoping to be the right size for me, but it's really big.
Yeah, 실망해서.
Yeah, you're disappointed.
Yes.
And in sentence number two, you're saying
어제 이거 샀어요. 그런데 정말 커요.
So you're saying, I bought this yesterday. 그런데 it's really big. So basically, 그렇지만 and 그런데 mean the same thing. But in this case, you're not only just unhappy about the fact that it's really big.
네.
It might be just, and it's really big. And I found out that it's really big.
네.
So 그렇지만 and 그런데 both mean but and however in most cases. But when you are listing different actions, different behaviors, different facts, one after another, 그런데 can just mean and.
네.
And,
so
yeah.
It can be very...
A good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might be saying that, I bought this yesterday and it's really big, or I bought this yesterday and I didn't know the size. Mm-hmm. And as I found out, it's really big. Mm-hmm. And you might be perfectly happy about it too.
Yes.
So 그런데 also has the meaning of and.
Mm-hmm.
So 그런데 has the meanings but,
however,
and.
네.
So 그런데 has a wider range of meanings.
네, 맞아요.
Depending on the context, right?
네.
It's always that context thing. 항상 문맥이 중요해요.
맞아요. 문맥.
문맥. Context. What is the word again?
문맥.
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 문 is text.
Mm-hmm.
Something you write.
네.
So a paragraph is 문단.
문단.
And what else is there? A sentence is?
문장.
A sample sentence is?
예문.
Yeah. So 문 is text and 맥 means pulse, the heartbeat that is felt in other parts of your body. Mac. So when a doctor touches your arm and feels the pulse,
네.
It's mac that he's feeling.
네.
So 문맥 is the pulse of the sentence, the text. So you're looking at the context.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a long explanation. I hope that helped.
네.
So let's summarize it. So in summary, 그렇지만 is but and 그런데 is but or and, depending on the context.
So if you want to contrast two sentences and say A plus but plus B, you can choose to use either 그렇지만 or 그런데.
But if you want to introduce two actions or states that occurred one after another, and if the first sentence works as background information for the second sentence, only use 그런데.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at one more example.
Yeah, one more very sad example.
Oh, well, I would say it's an happy example. I would be happy if something like this happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
들어봐요, 그럼.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
어제 학교에 갔어요. 그렇지만 일요일이었어요.
I went to school yesterday.
어제 학교에 갔어요.
But it was Sunday.
그렇지만 일요일이었어요.
So you went to school yesterday thinking that it is not a Sunday.
네.
But it was Sunday.
So, are you happy about it?
Yeah,
because really?
I don't have to take classes.
Oh.
I mean, you would
How
be...
How stupid.
You would be sad that you wasted your time?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did you just hear that, everybody? She just called me stupid. Oh, that is sad. I know, Kyungun has a lot of fans, but I think I have some too.
Sorry.
Yeah. Everybody hate Kyungun, hate Kyungun, Kyungun.
Okay. 팬들 싫어하지 마세요.
Just kidding. I don't have any fans.
Oh. Okay.
So let's look at the following sentence.
Mm-hmm. 어제 학교에 갔어요. 그런데 일요일이었어요.
I went to school yesterday.
어제 학교에 갔어요.
But it was Sunday.
그런데 일요일이었어요.
So again, as we mentioned before, 그런데 can mean many different things.
네.
But, or and, or however, and as it turned out, or as I found out later. So these two sentences can be translated into many different things. Let me try. So it could be, I went to school yesterday, but it was Sunday.
And, 그리고, I went to school yesterday, and by the way, it was Sunday.
Yeah. So, 학교에 가다, going to school, and 일요일이다, aren't that related here. Right?
네.
So, I went to school yesterday, and as I found out after I went, it was Sunday.
네.
So, I hope that explains the difference between 그렇지만 and 그런데, but basically, they both mean but.
네.
그렇지만, 그런데.
그렇지만, 그런데.
Alright, so, well now it's time for some sample sentences by our friends.
Wow.
We have two girls and one man introducing these sample sentences. So, Let's listen in.
좋아요.
First, 경미 has a sample sentence, and since there are some difficult words, let's break down the sentence first.
Okay.
And then listen to her sentence in the whole. So, the first word.
과음하다.
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 Yeah, she's using this word in her first sentence. 과음하다 is to drink too much.
과음하다.
과 means too much, overly or excessively, and 음 is to drink. So put together, it is
과음하다.
Yeah, 과음하다. You're just doing 과음. Over drinking.
네.
And 말장하다 is the next word that she's using. 말장하다.
말장하다.
Well, 말장하다 is the same as
멀쩡하다.
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 Well, in Korean, there are some words that can be just changed between these, like, kind of moods. 말짱 and 멀쩡. They mean the same thing, but 네. Sometimes when you say 말짱, it's a little cuter than 멀쩡.
네, I think so.
Yeah. So, 말짱하다 is to be perfectly okay.
말짱하다.
So, for example, let's say 경은 just tripped over. She's on the ground. And I say to her, are you okay? 괜찮아요? And you might just get up on her feet and say,
말짱해요.
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 Yeah, because you're strong.
Yes.
Okay. 말짱해요.
말짱해요.
So let's listen to her sentence.
어제 과음했어요. 그런데 말짱해요.
I drank way too much yesterday, but I'm okay now.
어제 과음했어요. 그런데 말짱해요.
Alright, thank you, 경미.
경미씨, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. And the next sentence is by 미경. And the words that she's using are 늦게.
늦게.
늦게 means late or at a late hour.
늦게.
And the next word is 전혀.
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 Which means not at all. And 피곤하다.
피곤하다.
To be tired.
피곤하다.
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 And let's find out what she said.
어제 밤 늦게 잤어요. 그런데 전혀 피곤하지 않아요.
I went to bed late last night, but I'm not tired at all.
One more time.
어제 밤 늦게 잤어요. 그런데 전혀 피곤하지 않아요.
And for the next sentence, she used the word 매일.
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 Every day.
매일.
And
살이 빠지다.
살이 빠지다.
살이 빠지다.
To lose weight.
살이 빠지다.
Okay, let's listen to her sentence.
저는 매일 운동을 해요. 그런데 살이 빠지지 않아요.
I work out every day, but I don't lose any weight.
저는 매일 운동을 해요. 그런데 살이 빠지지 않아요.
Okay, 미경, thank you very much.
미경 씨, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. Now we have two sentences by 효성. In his first sentence, 효성 uses the word
애인.
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 Lover or girlfriend or boyfriend. 애 means love and 인 means a person. So, together.
애인.
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 Yeah, 애인 means love, person.
Yeah, and 애인. Congratulations, 효성.
Yeah. If the sample sentence that he said was a true sentence,
네.
Congratulations. But I think it was just an example.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's listen to it.
어제까지는 친구였어요. 그런데 오늘부터는 애인이에요.
Until yesterday, we were friends. But from today, we're dating each other.
다시 한번 들어봐요.
네, let's listen to it one more time.
어제까지는 친구였어요. 그런데 오늘부터는 애인이에요.
Alright, the next sentence by 효성 uses the word 왕따.
왕따.
it's a slang word.
Yes.
But I think most people know this word by now.
네, I think 왕따. So.
I mean... By most people, Korean people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 왕따.
왕따.
Yeah, it started being used about 10 years ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's kind of old,
네.
But it's still a very slangy word. 왕따.
왕따.
Which is you, 경은?
저 아니에요. 현우 씨 왕따.
왕따 means an outcast, a loner, or somebody who is bullied by others, which is not a good thing.
네.
So, are you a 왕따, 경은?
No.
Do you have friends then?
I have a lot of friends.
친구 많아요?
친구 아주 많아요.
All right. Okay, I hope so. I wish you the best. So, 효성's sentence is
저는 친구가 없어요. 그런데 왕따는 아니에요.
I don't have friends, but I'm not a loner.
One more time.
저는 친구가 없어요. 그런데 왕따는 아니에요.
All right, that's it. And we have a little quiz for everybody, Kyungun, right?
네.
So the quiz is going to be given by Kyungmi, and it's your job, everybody, to write down in the comment box what Kyungmi said, the exact two sentences that Kyungmi said, and also the translation.
네, 코멘트로 남겨주세요.
Yeah, leave your answer in the comment box. And there are two words that are interesting to mention, 네. Right? In the sentences that Kyungmi said. The first one is 졸리다.
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 To be sleepy, to feel sleepy.
졸리다.
경은.
네.
졸려요?
네.
All the time.
No.
As usual.
현우 씨가 재미없어서 졸려요.
Oh, I'm boring, so you're feeling sleepy?
네.
But how could you, how are you going to explain the smile on your face? You're always smiling when I'm, when you record with me.
원래 그래요.
아.
원래 얼굴이.
So, ah, that's how you just look.
네.
Okay, good. The word that comes up next is
시험.
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 Test.
시험.
Exam.
시험.
Yeah, test or an exam. So, 네. Let's listen to Kyungmi's sentence.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
졸려서 자고 싶어요. 그런데 내일이 시험이에요.
One more time.
졸려서 자고 싶어요. 그런데 내일이 시험이에요.
Okay, that was our quiz sentence.
네.
So, we're gonna go.
네, 여러분, 코멘트 많이 남겨주세요.
Yeah, leave a lot of comments. Kyungun loves them.
네.
So, thank you.
네, 감사합니다.
Thanks for studying with us, and we'll see you at talktomeinkorean.com.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요. And by the way, check out our YouTube page too.
네,
we
맞아요.
We have lots and lots of videos there.
네.
Okay, bye.
안녕히 계세요.
졸려서 자고 싶어요. 그런데 내일이 시험이에요.